With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has ruled against a law banning so-called conversion therapy for LGBTQ kids in Colorado. Here's correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
Colorado is one of about two dozen states that banned the discredited practice. In an 8-1 decision, the high court majority sided with a Christian counselor who argues the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. Counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says the law wrongly bars her from offering voluntary, faith-based therapy for kids. But Colorado says its law simply stops a practice from using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ plus people to heterosexuality. The justices agreed the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court to decide if it meets a legal standard. Few laws pass. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said today that the U.S. undertook the war in Iran for the free world. He also questioned the value of the NATO alliance if those countries won't help the U.S. in its time of need. But he does say that they're still hoping that diplomacy wins the day.
They're active and, I think, gaining strength. And we appreciate that.
U.S. stocks have been recovering some of their war-related losses.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are bouncing back on Wall Street as the spike for crude oil prices caused by the war with Iran slows down a bit. The S&P 500 rose 1.3% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The index closed 9% below its latest all-time high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 379 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.8%. Big tech stocks led the way higher. Amazon climbed 2.1%. Steadying oil prices helped assuage some of the market's concerns that the war with Iran could set off a brutal bout of inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
And this is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers consider a drag show ban. Here's Michael Harrington.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
A tremendous number of American children are using the social media platform TikTok these days. A new report from the Pew Research Center finds nearly 70% of adolescents aged 13 to 17 use the platform, and about one in five teens say they're on it all the time. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to being sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform. This is SRN News. Charles J. Desma reports that King Charles is planning a state visit to the U.S. in April.
King Charles III will undertake a state visit to the U.S. in late April to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence and to mark the close ties that exist between the two nations. The visit follows President Donald Trump's state visit to the U.K. in September. That event was a glittering occasion featuring tiaras, brass bands, and a sumptuous banquet served on 200-year-old silver. Such spectacles are meant to bolster ties between nations, particularly in difficult times. Charles has visited the U.S. 19 times in all, but it'll be his first state visit to the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, things are booming. Right now, the Dow is up by 979 points. The Nasdaq is up by 704. More on these stories at srnnews.com.